Looking for employment information in Alaska? I'm Stephen Lay, Public Information Officer for the University of Alaska Fairbanks, with this week's edition of University Focus. And if you are looking for employment information, the Career Fair is for you. Each year, the university brings many of the state's employers to campus. They come and provide employment information for future prospective employees. During the fair, they do not hire anyone, but instead they share general information about their business or agency. Bob Egan, UAF Director of Career Planning and Placement, has expanded and fine-tuned the program over the years.
Well, the first one, I guess, was what, 7 years ago, was developed because I had the feeling that there were a lot of jobs in the state with state and federal agencies that were really being overlooked by our student body. Our student body was not realizing the kind of opportunities that were there for them. So our first fair was directed at only state and federal agencies, and primarily towards the life science major, the wildlife management, the biology school. But the fair was successful. Then the second year we expanded, it included the private sector, and each year it's grown some in scope.
Placement coordinator Gene Sims is expecting a full range of employers at this year's fair.
It looks like we're going to have 45 or 50 different employers in the state. That's going to be almost all of the state agencies, almost all of the federal agencies, and a good cross-sampling of the private industry employers. Some of the state agencies include Fish and Game, Department of Natural Resources, Department of Commerce and Economic Development, as well as the others. The federal government agencies that will be here include Fish and Wildlife, Bureau of Land Management, Corps of Engineers, in addition to about 10 or 12 others. Some of the private employers that are coming include some accounting firms, some oil companies, some banks, a variety. It's a real cross-section of Alaskan employers.
Participants will have the chance to informally discuss career opportunities with the employers, finding out what the employers are really looking for in new employees.
The obvious first thing that we try and direct it to is what employers really are expecting of entry-level employees, what their needs are, what the educational requirements are in particular areas. For example, a CPA firm looking at accountants obviously have certain kinds of needs, but academically, but are also looking for certain types of personality background, so forth. So the individual would be going talking to firms about what their hiring trends are, what they look for in an employee, what kind of educational background, but also what kind of work background.
The fair is designed to particularly benefit the younger students, who are still considering the wide range of career options available in the 49th state.
If I was a first semester sophomore, the first thing that I would do would be a day or so ahead of the fair to come and pick up a handbook, which will be available in our office, Career Planning and Placement, in the 5th Ward Greening. In the handbook, we'll talk a little bit about the types of employers that are coming. There'll be a brief description about each of the employers and types of people that they're interested in hiring or talking to, as well as a list of suggested questions. The fair provides an excellent opportunity for someone who's undecided. And in fact, that's what it's really geared to more, is the student who's undecided or the individual who's undecided about a career to come and just talk with some employers and see what kinds of opportunities there are.
Taking the right approach will uncover a number of seemingly hidden opportunities.
The key thing is for people coming not to prejudge a particular employer. Many times they have a pleasant surprise when they we've seen very well-organized students or adults from the community come and basically methodically go to every employer, and sometimes they find there is a job category or a career area that they didn't really dream they qualify for, and so there's some unknown little gems there that a person might find, or might find a surprise in terms of a summer job opportunity that they didn't consider. For instance, U.S. Customs is generally at the fair, and they have some summer jobs that don't require specific majors. So again, to go with an open mind and not just go to the obvious tables to talk to employers, but to try most all of them.
Employers are coming to give information. However, anyone looking for that information has to take the first step.
The employers will all be set up in little booths over in Wood Center Student Union. Many of the employers have been here for previous fairs and really enjoy it. I think some people, whether it's adults in the community or students, sometimes have a little difficulty going up and approaching the employers. And we've found overwhelmingly that the people come in really enjoy talking with the participants and really just need for you to come up and say, I'm interested in Corral and the opportunities that you have there. What kinds of people do you hire?
This year's career fair will be Tuesday, November 13th in the Wood Center on the UAF campus. For additional information, call 474-7596. Gene Sims is a placement coordinator with UAF Office of Career Planning and Placement. Bob Egan is the Director of Career Planning and Placement. For the U.S. Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.